I'm just going to add several pence to the conversation regarding travellers. A field in Swavesey has been overrun by travellers. They've just turned up and done nothing. Oh, I'm so angry. There's one pub who has... the publican has put outside... his pub. It says... Regulars and locals only. I think you'll find that unlawful. You're not allowed to discriminate against people being offered goods and services. That is against the law, I think. Can you? Does that not count as racism? I don't know. But bear in mind, I am in rural Cambridgeshire. We had an Indian restaurant in the village. It was called Takdir, T-A-K-D-I-R. And it's since been renamed Swan House. Ooh, suspicious. It was called Swan House Inn. And then it was... when it was a pub. And then it closed down, and a couple of years later, it was Takdir, the Indian restaurant. And now, in 2010, it's suddenly Swan House for no reason at all. And my parents don't seem to think this is the case, but I think it's a bit racist. It's racism is what's done it. People say, oh, Takdir, oh God, that's a foreign name. That's a foreign people run that. Whereas if it's Swan House, racist wankers will go in, seeming to think, oh, it's just a casual Indian restaurant. Oh, there are Indian people here. Oh, that's good. Maybe they'll know how to cook the food. But, you know, that's the countryside for you. Racist and disgusting. But no, these travellers are by the guided busway. I do have an idea. Why don't you pave over the guided busway and let them stay on that? You know, 16 miles of completely unused land that nobody needs. There we go. That's fine. It can kind of be like a one... You've got one lane down one side where you can... Like, a very wide lane where you can pass. And then where the maintenance track is, you can park on that. Obviously, get rid of the concrete because nobody needs that. And at £150 million, what were they... putting under the concrete? Platinum? I don't know. But no, that's travellers and the guided busway. In one audio boo. Ha! Ha! Good.